Good evening and welcome to Sunday Showcase. I am Damiano Pietropaolo. Tonight, episode 2 of our 5-part dramatization of A Suitable Boy by Vikram Seth. Recorded entirely on location, A Suitable Boy is a sweeping panoramic portrait of India immediately after its independence. A Suitable Boy was dramatized and directed by John Dryden and features a cast of 48. It was first heard on BBC Radio. Here now is episode 2.
Savita? Savita? The baby kicked me. Are you awake? But it's really dead.
What dead?
The baby.
What baby?
Our baby.
Our baby did what?
It kicked me.
It couldn't have. You're dreaming. Go back to sleep. And I'll go back to sleep and so will the baby.
But it did.
It couldn't have. I'd have felt it.
Well, it did. That's all. It kicked me through your belly. It definitely did. And it woke me up, not you.
Excellent baby. Our baby. He seems to have a lot of energy, huh? Do you think he'll turn out to be like Man?
He?
I sense he's a boy.
In what sense like Man?
Oh, handsome and afloat.
Maybe.
Or an intellectual like his father.
Why not? He could do worse. But without asthma, I hope.
Or do you think he'll have the temper of my grandfather?
No. I don't think it was an angry sort of kick. Just informative. You know? Like, here I am, it's 2 in the morning, and all's well.
Maybe he'll be like Arun. Very dashing and sophisticated.
Sorry, Savita. If he turns out to be like your brother, I will disown him. But he will have disowned us long before that. In fact, if he's like Arun, he's probably thinking at this very moment. Awful service in this room. I must speak to the manager so that I can get my nutrients on time. And they should adjust the temperature of the amniotic fluid in this indoor swimming pool. What can you expect in India? Nothing works at all in this damned country. What the natives need is a good, solid dose of discipline. Perhaps that's why he kicked me.
You don't know Arun very well. Anyway, he might take after the women in this family. He might turn out to be like your mother. Or like mine.
Hey, do you want me to get you something to drink?
No. Yes, just a glass of water.
Here, darling.
You don't sound too good, John.
I'm fine.
I worry about you.
I don't.
You don't get enough fresh air. You use your lungs too much. I wish you were a writer, not a lecturer.
All right. Good night, darling. Give me the glass.
Savita and Pran, by now the baby must be kicking even more. And tears come to my eyes that I cannot be there with you, my Savita, to share the joy. I remember when you were kicking, it was so gentle a kick. And Daddy, bless him, was there and put his hand on my stomach and could not even feel it. Now, my darlingest Savita, I yourself to be a mother. You are so much in my thoughts. Everything is well in Calcutta. Aparna is a sweetheart and so fond of her grandmother. I'm often left with her in the evenings. Arun and Meenakshi go out and socialize. It is important for his job, I know.
When is that damn fool going to bring me my bloody egg? I shall be late. Honey!
Coming, Arun bhai.
Sorry, sir. Sorry.
About bloody time.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Varun, I'm so worried about. He's supposed to be studying, but really, I don't see any signs of it. All he seems to do is play music and go out with his friends.
You might think of using the butter knife. Did you hear me?
Yes, Arun bhai.
Then you would do very well to acknowledge my remark with a word, or at the very least, a nod.
Yes.
There is a purpose to table manners, you know.
Don't, Arun.
Arun tries to encourage him. Sometimes I think he is too fierce with his little brother.
Not everyone enjoys seeing the butter encrusted with crumbs from your toast.
All right, all right.
And Varun is so lacking in confidence.
All right, Arun Bhai.
Where's Grandma?
Grandma will be coming in a moment, Aparna Precious. She's probably praying or something.
Meenakshi, sometimes I find his moods. And then she stares at me. Savita, darling, I feel that I'm not wanted in the house. I want to stay back, but sometimes I start crying. I can't help it at all. Then Arun says to me, Ma, don't stop the waterworks. You're always making a fuss of nothing.
Probably your mother that spoiled her.
So I try not to cry. But when I think about your daddy's gold engineering medal, how she melted it to make earrings, the tears come flooding back.
Why are you looking so sad, Auntie?
I'm not sad.
Are you angry with me?
No, not with you.
Then with who?
With myself, perhaps.
Lata, I fear, was very angry and hurt with me when we first came to Calcutta and not like herself at all. It was that boy Kabir, of course, and nothing else, whom she had met in Brahmapur. And he was clearly a bad influence. I had no help or sympathy from Arun at all in this. But now I've told him to introduce Lata to his friends. And let us see if we can find a suitable boy.
I should fire that bloody driver. But he certainly makes me aware when it's time to leave for the office. Bye, darling.
Bye.
I'll send the car back in half an hour. Bye, ugly.
Sometimes I feel there are so many things for me to worry about. But don't you worry. My blood sugar level is all right.
Bye, Lata.
Bye.
Say goodbye to Ma when she emerges. And don't forget, Basil Cox, my boss, is coming for dinner.
Don't worry, it's all under control. Now, Aparna, darling, this morning Mummy's going shopping, so Grandma will take care of you. Okay, y'all can play, won't that be fun? Yes.
Where are you going, Lata?
To sit in the garden, Mummy.
But it's so hot, Lata.
I know, Ma, but I can't read with this music going on.
I'll tell him to turn it off. The sun is bad for your complexion. Varun, turn it off. Varun!
What?
Turn it off. Come, Lata. Sit with me, darling.
Ma, please let me be.
You've been ignoring me for days. Even when I told you your exam results, your kiss was so half-hearted.
Ma, I have not been ignoring you.
You have. You can't deny it. I feel it here.
All right, Ma, I have been ignoring you. Now, please let me read.
Oh, what's that you're reading? Let me see the book.
All right, Ma. I won't read it. I'll put it back. And I'll talk to you. Happy?
What do you want to talk about, darling?
I don't want to talk. You want to talk.
Read your silly book. Go. I have to do everything in this house and no one cares for me. Everything goes wrong and I have to make peace. I have slaved for you all my life and you don't care if I live or die. Only when I'm lying on that pyre will you realize my worth.
I'm going into the garden.
It will rain and the book will get spoiled. You have no sense of the value of money.
Good.
Dearest Lata, why should I repeat that I love you? I don't see why you should disbelieve me. I can't think about anything except you. But I'm annoyed that I have to say so. I couldn't and I can't run off with you to some earthly paradise. But how could you have expected me to? Suppose I had agreed to your crazy plan. I know that you would have discovered 20 reasons why it was impossible to carry it out. But perhaps I should have agreed anyway. Perhaps you would have felt reassured because I would have proved how much I cared for you. Well, I don't care for you so much that I'm willing to abdicate my intelligence. I'm not made that way, and I do think ahead a bit. Darling Lata, you are so brilliant. Why don't you see things in perspective? I love you, and I don't want things to end this way between us. Anyway, congratulations on your exam results. You must be very pleased. But I'm not very surprised. You must not spend your time sitting on benches and crying in the future. Who knows? Who might want to rescue you? My father, though he's fairly absent-minded, can see that there's something the matter with me. Yesterday he said, "It's not your results, so what is it, Kabir? I believe it must be a girl or something." I do believe it must be a girl or something. Well, now that you have my address, why don't you write to me? I've been unhappy since you've left and unable to concentrate on anything. I knew you couldn't write to me even if you wanted to, because you didn't have my address. Well, now you do. So please do write. Otherwise, I'll know what to think. And the next time I go to the Brahmapur Poetry Society meeting, I will have to read out some stricken verses of my own. With all my love, my darling Lata, yours, Kabir.
Lata? Lata?
Yes?
You'd better come in, Lata. Ma's getting anxious. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Have you been quarreling with her?
No.
Who's that letter from? I'll kill him.
There's nothing to kill. Just don't tell Ma, please, Varun. It'll drive both of us crazy.
He says he's never made us so bad.
Why is it, Ma, that every time I walk out of the house, there's chaos? I don't ask you to do much.
I've been looking after your daughter all morning.
Well, she is your granddaughter.
Yes.
Oh, Ma, go on, Ma. If at first you don't succeed, cry, cry again. That's certainly going to help sort out this crisis.
I've been with Aparna all morning. You should not get into a temper for nothing.
And now I'm going to be late for Kanastra with the shady lady.
No, no. You will not miss your Kanastra. That I'm not asking you to do, Minakshi. But please don't shout.
And what am I supposed to do? The cook is incompetent.
Chuck.
And Arun will be terribly, terribly angry with me if anything goes wrong this evening. This is so important for his job too. And what can I do? Cut out the smoked hilsa? At least that idiot Hanif can handle the roast chicken. But he's been known even to misfry an egg.
Varun, please turn off that record!
Nakshi, why don't you ask your mother if you can borrow her cook?
What?
Well, don't your parents have a very good mug cook?
What an Einstein you are, Lutz. That's exactly what I'll do.
चलो चलो भैया जल्दी करो अभी मेहमान आएंगे ज्यादा टाइम में चलो चलो
हेलो डार्लिंग हाउ इज एवरीथिंग
आई एम फाइन गुड डे एट वर्क
नॉट बैड ऑल सेट फॉर टुनाइट
एवरीथिंग अंडर कंट्रोल व्हाई डोंट यू गो एंड प्ले विद अपर्णा मास हैविंग अ रेस्ट दैट्स ऑल शी सीम्स टू डू
चलो चलो तोड़ो तोड़ी करो
हू इज ही
माय पेरेंट्स कुक हनीफ वाजंट रियली अप टू दिस वन
वेयर इज वरुण
वेयर डू यू थिंक
इज ही रेडी
He thinks he is.
Tan ke din bhula na dena. Turn off that bloody noise.
Sorry, Arunbhai. And change out of those crumpled pajamas. Basil Cox will be coming within an hour, and I don't want him to think I run a third-class dharamshala.
I'll change into cleaner ones.
You will not. You will change into proper clothes.
Proper clothes.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Please don't fight.
Lata, you keep out of this.
I do wish you wouldn't shout at him.
He should learn how to behave in a civilized household. Proper clothes indeed. Do you want to embarrass us all?
What's embarrassing about Indian clothes? Can't I wear what I want to? Ma and Lata and Meenakshi Bhabhi wear saris, not dresses. Or do I have to keep imitating the whiteys even in my own house? I don't think it's a good idea.
I don't care what you bloody well think. In my house, you will do as I tell you. Now you change into a shirt and tie or...
Or else what, Arun Bhai? You won't give me dinner with your calling box? Actually, I'd much rather have dinner with my own friends anyway than bow and scrape before this boxwala and his boxwali.
Please don't argue.
Meenakshi, tell Hanif to remove one place.
Rani, don't you think we...
Did you hear me?
All right.
Now get out. Go and have dinner with your shamshu-drinking friends. And don't let me see you anywhere near this house for the rest of the evening. If you live in this house, you bloody well abide by its rules.
Well, don't worry. I'm going and I'm not coming back.
Good.
Oh, it's a wonderful old recipe that's been in our family for ages.
It's actually... Grandmother's.
Well, it's actually smoked in a basket over a coal fire. After it's been carefully deboned. And believe me, Hilsa is hell to debone. Oh. Isn't it, Lux?
I suppose so.
Cigar, Basil? Thank you. Between us, you know. Strictly between us.
Of course.
I've rather begun to... Well, to doubt his soundness.
So you have three children?
No, four. Two girls, Savita, who is married to a university professor in Brahmapur, and Lata over here, who is still studying.
I see.
And two sons, Arun and Varun. He too is studying and is hoping to take the civil service exams.
And where does he live?
Oh, you must be Mr. Box. Hello. Sorry, Mrs. Box, yes. Oh,
I don't believe we've met before.
Mr. Box, how do you do?
My brother Varun.
Varun.
He's a little, Would you excuse me a minute?
Come with me.
Get in here. Don't you dare move. Not one word or I'll strangle you with my bare hands.
Sort of India, I think that's how it works.
Well, as I was saying, he's a little, uncontrollable at times. Black sheep and all that. Perfectly all right. Not violent or anything, but...
It looked like you'd been on a binge.
Sent to try us, I'm afraid. My father's early death and so on. Every family has one. Insists on wearing those ridiculous clothes.
Very strong, whatever it was. I can still smell it. Unusual, too. Is it a kind of whiskey? I'd like to try it. Do you know what it is?
I'm afraid it's what's known as shamshu.
Shamshu. Shamshu, do you know what that is, Basil?
I believe I do, my dear.
I believe it's made from rice. It's a Chinese concoction of some kind.
Would your brothers carry it?
I rather doubt it. It might be available in Chinatown.
And he's your brother, you say? We must have all of you round sometime soon, mustn't we, darling? And you can bring a bottle of shamshu.
Yes.
You sound different. Is there anyone in the office with you?
No, but I wish you wouldn't call me at the office.
It's so difficult for me to call at other times. But everyone happens to be out this morning. What are you doing this afternoon?
I know it's Friday, so don't say you're working.
Actually, I have lunch first.
And then a game of golf.
What? In this weather, you'll be swept out to sea. So let's meet. For tea and so on.
Well, I'm not sure all this is such a good idea.
I don't love you at all. I've had no news from Savita for a week. I'm very upset with her.
She's fine, Mom. Well, you certainly have heard.
And to be expecting in this heat? You were also born in the monsoon. You had a very difficult birth. And poor Pran, I hear it has not yet rained in Brahmapur.
It has, Mom, a little.
Not proper rain. Just a droplet or two here and there. Still so dusty and terrible for his asthma.
Ma, you shouldn't worry about him.
Savita keeps a careful eye on him, and so does his mother.
But his mother herself is not well. And talking of which, I have been feeling like visiting my homeopath.
Those little white pills, do they do you any good, Ma? I think it's all faith healing.
What is wrong with faith? In your generation, no one believes in anything, except in having a good time and staying out till 4 in the morning. Why are you laughing? You weren't laughing 2 days ago.
Ma, I was just laughing, that's all. Can't I laugh once in a while?
But you were laughing for some reason.
Ma, I'm not a baby. I'm allowed to have my own thoughts.
For me, you will always be my baby.
Even when I'm 60.
God will have taken me away long before then. And it's only when I'm dead and gone and you see my empty chair that you will appreciate me. Now you are hiding everything from me, as if you don't trust me. So, why were you laughing?
I don't know.
You're quite pretty, you know, when you're not drowning.
Where's Varun? Do you think he's gone to the races too?
You're always saying things to upset me, Lata. I have so many troubles, and then you say things like this. Races. No one cares about my troubles. They're always thinking about their own.
What troubles, Ma?
I have plenty of troubles. You know them as well as I do. Look at Meenakshi and how she handles the child. And Varun and his studies. What will happen to him, smoking and drinking and gambling and all that? And you don't get married. Isn't that a trouble? And Savita expecting. And Pran with his illness and Pran's brother doing all those things and people talking about it all over Brahmapur. So these are my troubles, and now you've upset me even more. And I'm a widow with diabetes. Isn't that a trouble?
Well, maybe the diabetes counts as trouble.
And Arun shouts, which is very bad for my blood pressure. And today Hanif has taken a day off, so I'm expected to do everything myself, even make tea.
I'll make it for you, Ma. Would you like some now?
No, darling, you're yawning. You go and rest.
I don't want to rest, Ma. Would you like some tea?
Not if it's too much trouble.
I'll make a pot of tea. Hello?
Hello. I'm looking for Meenakshi.
She's gone out, I'm afraid.
I'm Amit, her brother.
Oh.
You must be Lata.
Yes.
We met some time ago at Arun Meenakshi's wedding.
Yes, of course, the famous poet.
Well, I'm not so much of a poet now. I'm writing a novel.
A novel?
Yes.
What about
it, sir? Oh, Amit, come in.
Hello, Mrs. Mehra.
Meenakshi's out.
Just like Meenakshi. And she said it would be fine to drop by this afternoon. I suppose I'd better be going.
No, no, you can't do that. Not without having tea.
My sister Cuckoo is waiting in the car outside, you know.
This is my youngest daughter, Lata.
Yes, we've just met.
Lata's on holiday. She's studying at Brahmapur University.
Mm-hmm. So, what have you seen of Calcutta so far?
Victoria Memorial and Howrah Bridge.
That's all?
That's all.
What a pity. What are you doing this afternoon?
Nothing.
Good.
Then I'll show you a few places of poetic interest. I've got the car, that's good, and a couple of umbrellas in the car so we won't get wet when we walk around the cemetery.
But,
Cuckoo can be Lata's chaperone.
Well...
That'll be all right, won't it, Mrs. Mehra?
Where have you been?
Oh, being nice to me, Billy. I'm sorry I'm late. I've had the most awful time, and I have a headache as huge as Bun Brooks.
A headache? Shall I ask them to get you a couple of aspirins?
No, Billy. I think I have a better cure.
You know, Meenakshi, this thing makes me very anxious. I don't like it a bit.
I don't believe it makes you anxious. Certainly not so anxious that it detracts from your wonderful...
Performance?
Performance. Just the word. Let's perform.
I thought women were supposed to say, "Not tonight, dear. I have a headache."
Some women, perhaps. Does Shireen say that?
I'd rather not discuss Shireen.
This is Park Street Cemetery.
Why have you brought me here?
Do you know Landor?
Landor? No.
You've never heard of Walter Savage Landor?
Oh, yes, Walter Savage Landor, of course. Rose Aylmer, whom these watchful eyes...
Wakeful eyes, yes. Well, she lies buried here. As does Thackeray's father and one of Dickens' sons. And the original for Byron's Don Juan.
Really? Mm. Here in Calcutta?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, what avails the sceptered race?
Ah, what the form divine.
Well, every virtue, every grace.
Rose Aylmer, all were thine.
Rose Aylmer, whom these watchful eyes...
Wakeful.
Sorry, wakeful. Rose Aylmer, whom these wakeful eyes...
may weep, but never see.
A night of memory and sighs.
I consecrate to thee. Lovely poem. Lovely poem. Actually, it's a night of memories and of sighs.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you left out the second of.
A night of memory and sighs. Of memories and of sighs.
That's right.
I see what you mean, but does it make such a difference?
Oh, yes, it makes a difference. Not all the difference in the world, but, well, a difference. A mere of conventionally permitted to rhyme with love. But she's in a grave and, oh, the difference to him. This is the tomb.
So she was only 20 when she died?
Yes. Just about your age. They met in the Swansea Circulating Library. And then her parents took her out to India.
What did she die of? The sorrow of parting?
A serpent of pineapples. I can see you don't believe me, but it's true. Oh, it's true. We'd better go back to the car. You're getting drenched.
And so are you.
So, the Victoria Memorial and Howrah Bridge is all you know and all you need to know of Calcutta?
Not all I need to know. All I happen to know. But Arun has said we'll go for a picnic to the Botanical Gardens.
And you'll go there in the rains?
Well, if not now, then at Christmas.
So, you'll be back at Christmas?
I think so.
Oh, good. That's very good. There are lots of concerts of Indian classical music here in winter. And Calcutta is very pleasant. I'll show you around. I'll dispel your ignorance. I'll expand your mind.
I'll look forward to it. Don't you ever recite your poetry?
Almost never.
Don't people ask you to?
Oh, yes. All the time. Have you listened to poets reading their work? It's usually awful.
Maybe someday I'll read some of your poems. I can't imagine the kind of poetry you write.
No, Billy. Stay where you are. You feel so nice. That was lovely.
Oops. What? I'm sorry, Meenakshi, but the thing slipped off. It's still inside you.
But it can't be. I can't feel it.
Well, it's not on me, and I could feel it slip off.
Don't be ridiculous, Billy. It's never happened before, and it's here. It did come off.
Sorry, Meenakshi.
How dare you?
How dare I what?
How dare you let it slip off and... I'm not going through all that again.
Look, it's probably all right.
How do you know?
Meenakshi, I just can't go on with this sort of thing.
Oh, you be quiet and let me think. My headache's gone back. What day is it? Yes, I think we're safe.
Thank God.
Yes, we're just in the clear. Just don't let it happen again.
But after Shreen and I are married...
What does marriage have to do with it? I'm married, aren't I? You enjoy it. I enjoy it. That's all there is to it. Next Thursday, then.
But, Meenakshi...
Don't gape, Billy. It makes you look like a fish. I'm trying to be reasonable.
But, Meenakshi...
I'm not staying to discuss all this. I'm going to have a shower and go home. Well, Arun must be wondering what on earth happened to him.
Well, Ma... Here I am.
Ooh, they are going to fall like flies. You can't wear that. You can't. You just can't.
Oh, she can, Ma. Don't be so old-fashioned.
Why can't you wear that lovely pink sari I gave you?
Because it's absolutely awful, Ma.
It's not at all awful. Pink was your father-in-law's favorite color.
Pink? He liked wearing pink.
On me when I wore it. If you don't have any respect for me, at least have respect for my husband. You have no sense of proportion. Going off gallivanting and leaving upper enough for the servants to take care of.
Now, Ma, I'm sure pink looked lovely on you, but it's absolutely the wrong thing for Lutz's complexion. And for Calcutta, and for the evening, and for this kind of society.
Well,
Are you finally ready?
Not quite, darling. Would you close the class for my choker for me?
Of course.
Arun, darling, it's one thing allowing your wife to wear these outfits, but now she's inflicting it on Lata. How can you allow it? Can't she wear a decent blouse like other Indian girls?
Ma, I'm sorry. We're getting late.
Well, can't tango in a dowdy choli. Come, Lutz.
Don't worry, Ma. I'll be fine.
Tango?
Bye, Ma.
What is tango?
Tango, a dance. We're going to the Golden Slipper. Nothing to worry about. There's just a large crowd and abandoned dancing.
Abandoned dancing?
And
Lata, I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine. He's an up-and-coming young fellow. I think you'll get on. This is Vishwanath Bhadari.
Hello.
Hello, Vishwanath.
Vish, this is my little sister, Lata.
Lata, I am Vish, and I am charmed.
We're just waiting for Billy and Shireen. I told them we would be going in to eat at about 10. Why the hell haven't they appeared?
Oh, here they are.
Hello. Sorry we're late.
Billy, Shireen, this is my sister Lata.
Hello.
Billy and Shireen are very dear friends of ours. And needless to say, I'm madly jealous of Shireen, having long wanted to get my claws into Billy.
What nonsense you talk, my Maxie.
Come on, I booked the table for 10.
We'll give it to somebody else by now.
Actually, I was in Brampore at the time of your sister Savita's wedding.
Really?
In fact, I actually went to it with Arun.
Oh, I didn't know.
A lovely bride. One felt like snatching her away from the altar oneself.
No, I know she's...
But of course, not as lovely as her younger sister.
The story was wonderful the other day. We had the story.
What I like about the Golden Slipper is that one can see the world in their wife. Now, over there, a very interesting story is unfolding. Now, actually, if you just turn your head to 1 o'clock... The dark man sitting down, yes? See him? Well, he happens to work for my firm. Works in the reinsurance.
What do you think of Bish?
Fair forward.
He's considered by those in the know to be an up-and-coming young fellow. You should get to know him better.
I wish he was an up-and-going fellow.
You won't get anywhere with that attitude.
Threatened to go elsewhere, so one was brought in to sort out the whole mess. And of course, not that one wants to take personal credit for it, but the upshot of it all was that one secured the contract and one has been handling the business ever since. Naturally, there was considerable disquiet among one's competitors. They couldn't imagine how one had swung it.
And when one did, was the disquiet considerable?
I want to dance. Why don't we all dance?
Yes, let's.
Tell you what, let's wife swap. I'll dance with Billy, and Arun, you dance with Shireen.
And Lata,
great dance.
Why don't you dance with Bish?
Yes. Would you, Lata? Would you care to?
Oh, don't be such a stick in the
mood. One isn't always in the mood, I know.
That's it. Let's dance.
Dancing with me. Oh, look at him blush.
I always enjoy dancing with you, Manakshi.
I think he likes holding me close. He was pressing me so close to his broad chest and with his strong golf-playing arms that I could hear his heart thump.
I was not.
I wish you would. I nurture a secret lust for you, you know, Vivi.
Manakshi, that's enough nonsense.
You might not think it, but I don't meet that
many.
I suppose when one works in a largely male environment and one feels discontented, searches about for one's soul.
What do you think, Shireen?
Where's the waiter?
You.
Yes,
are you on holiday?
I don't think so.
We're sitting here with empty glasses.
Dear Kabir, my sweet, sweetest rat. I dreamt of you all last night. I woke up twice and each time it was from a dream of you. I don't know why you insist on coming into my mind so often and inflicting memories and sighs on me.
Hmm.
It's me, Kabir.
Close the door, it's cold.
I've closed it, Amijan.
Who is it?
It's your son, Kabir.
So it's Thursday night.
Yes, Thursday night.
How is Ashim?
Very well. He's doing well in school. He had some very difficult homework, so he couldn't come.
And Tamya?
Still at school in England.
She never writes.
No.
Oh, Sonia. How's your father? Still asking if 2 + 2 = 4?
Yes.
When I was married to him,
You still are, Ami.
You're not listening to me. When I... You've made me forget. Listen. Listen carefully to every word I say. We don't have much time. They want to get me married off to someone else. And they have guards around my room at night. There are several of them. My brother has posted them there.
Where?
Out there.
Behind the trees?
Yes, yes. Even the children know.
Yes, Ami.
The world is a terrible place. And people like to be cruel. If this is humanity, I want no part in it. Why are you not paying attention? They play music to tempt me. But mashallah, I have my wits about me. I'm the daughter of an army officer. What do you have there?
I brought a few sweets, Ami. For you.
I don't want them.
You like sweets?
There is medicine in those sweets. The doctors have put them there. If God had wanted me to have medicine, he would have sent word. Ashim, you do not care.
Kabir, Ami.
Kabir? Kabir came last week, on Thursday.
Hi. I am Kabir.
They want to send me to a doctor. Near Barsat Mahal. I know what they want.
Yes?
Sarun, I've got you some tea.
What are you doing?
I've decided to improve myself. I'm going through the rules for the civil service exams. They're to be held this September, and I haven't even begun studying yet. Arun Bhai thinks I'm irresponsible, and he's right. I'm wasting my life. Daddy would have been ashamed of me.
No.
Look at me, Lutz. Just look at me. What am I? I'm a bloody fool. A bloody fool. Don't you think so, too?
Would you like some tea?
I suppose so. Listen to this, Lux. The candidate will be interviewed by a board. The object of the interview is to assess his/her suitability for the service for which he/she is entered, and the board will attach particular importance to his/her intelligence and alertness, his/her vigor and strength of character, and his/her potential qualities of leadership. I don't stand a chance.
Nonsense.
I have such a poor personality. I don't make a good impression on anyone. I don't make an impression at all. They want people with qualities of leadership, not fifth-class bloody fools like me.
You've got many good qualities, Varun. Hey, listen to this. For the Indian Administrative Service and the Indian Police Service, the government of India may not select a woman candidate who is married and might require a woman to resign from the service in the event of her marrying subsequently.
No, what's wrong with that?
I'm sorry, I've taken over the Gazette.
Oh, no. You read it. I've suddenly remembered I must go out. I promise.
Promised whom? Sergeant and Jason?
No, not exactly. Anyway, a promise is a promise and never should be broken. That's what Ma always says.
Varun, you've just told me you're going to improve yourself.
But I'll tell them that I can't see them anymore. I'm too busy studying. Will you talk to Ma for a little while?
Oh, while you slip out. No fear.
Please, Lutz, what can I say to her? She's bound to ask me where I'm going.
Tell her you're going to get disgustingly drunk on Shamshu.
It won't be Shamshu today. I'm feeling flush.
Hello.
Hello.
Is Meenakshi there?
No, she's gone out.
Not again. Where's she gone?
To her shady ladies club. Would you like to come in?
Oh, yes, thank you. What a pity she's not here. But it's nice to see you.
Hello.
Oh, both of you, obviously. Hello, Mrs. Mehra. Cuckoo was just going off to Presidency College to see an old friend, and I thought that perhaps we might go along together. I remember you wanted to visit the university.
Yes. May I go, Ma, or do you need me for something this afternoon?
My brother is a horrible, insensitive person, Lata. I don't know why women swoon over his poetry.
Perhaps it's because my poetry is so sensitive.
I pity the girl who marries him. I really pity her.
And I pity the man who marries you. I really pity him.
And if I were to say anything about the women he's interested in, he gets really peeved.
Like who?
Jane Austen. Amit is only interested in books.
Have you always written poetry?
I started at college. Most of it was terrible. I burnt it.
How could you have done that? He nearly burnt the house down.
It was awful poetry. Embarrassingly bad, self-indulgent, dishonest.
Poetry I don't desire, I will immolate with fire.
All my sorrow, all my pain, ashes blowing down the drain.
Aren't there any Chatterjees who don't make flippant couplets?
Ma and Baba don't. That's because they've never had Amit as an elder brother.
Mm.
Rhyming so precisely. Couplets, they are coming nicely.
We miss you and look forward to your return to Brahmapur. But don't worry, everything is fine here. All our love, Savita, Pran, and the bump.
Lovely, Ma.
Now you must taste these mangoes.
No, Ma, I really can't. It's not good for my figure. And it will ruin my lipstick. Hello, Aparna. Darling, don't kiss Mummy just yet. Your lips are all sticky.
Amit and Cuckoo enjoyed them.
Oh, what a pity I miss seeing them.
Amit came specially to see you. He's come several times and you've always been out.
I doubt it.
What do you mean?
I doubt he came to see me. He's very rarely visited us before you came from Brahmapur. He's quite content at home living in his own dream world of characters. Oh, Ma, you're so slow on the uptake. It's clearly Lutz whom he's interested in.
Lata? Lata, is that you?
Oh, hello, Ma.
Taken your own sweet time. Even Meenakshi has returned before you. You've put up my blood pressure and my blood sugar.
No, Ma. If your blood sugar's gone up, it's because of all those mangoes you've been eating. Now, please don't have more than one a day, or at most two.
Are you teaching your grandmother to suck eggs?
Ma, I can tell something's wrong. What is it?
I'm very tired of Calcutta, darling. And it's not good for my health. Let's go to Delhi.
What on earth for, Ma? I'm beginning to have a good time here. And why so suddenly? And we have all those mangoes to eat, and we still have to make sure Varun studies a little.
Tell me.
Yes, Ma.
Tell me what you did today.
Ma, not now.
Perhaps I will go to Delhi by myself. Hello, Varun, darling. How was your day?
Where's Meenakshi?
In bed, I think.
It's outrageous.
Darling?
Damn swine.
Who?
The whole bloody lot of them.
What happened? Have you had a hard day, darling? Come, sit. Tell me.
This bloody rickshaw wala asked me for 3 rupees to take me across the road to my car.
No. I hope you didn't agree to pay.
What could I do? I wasn't going to wade knee-deep through water to get to the car. He could see that. And was smirking at the pleasure of having a side by the balls. It's your decision, he said. 3 rupees. Bloody profiteering swine.
Tell me, what does Benson Price do when there's a temporary shortage of, jute in the world market and the price goes up? Don't they put up their prices to whatever level the market will bear?
Would you like to do my job?
Oh, no, darling. I couldn't bear to wear a coat and tie.
and I wouldn't know how to dictate letters to your charming Miss Christie. Oh, by the way, some mangoes came from Brambu today, and a letter from Savita.
Oh?
And Ma, being Ma, has been glutting away at them without regard for her diabetes.
As if I didn't have troubles enough already. Tomorrow she'll complain that she isn't feeling well, and I'll have to leave work and take her to the doctor. Why does everything have to rest on my shoulders? Where's Varun?
I don't know. He hasn't returned and he hasn't called. I don't think he has anyway. I've been dreaming about you.
Yeah? Well, perhaps...
Later, don't you think, darling?
We have to go out this evening.
Where are we going?
Dinner and dancing with Billy and Shireen.
Isn't there any bloody evening when we don't go out?
Darling.
I'm tired. My back's playing up again. Can't we simply call it off tonight?
Oh, you'll revive quickly enough after you've had a drink. And a glance or two from Shireen.
I suppose you're right.
You see, my usual doctor, Dr. Mukherjee, is in Brahmapur. And I'm staying in Calcutta with my son and daughter-in-law. And you were recommended by him. So you see, doctor, it's to do with my blood sugar level. What I need is...
You reach menopause?
Yes, but...
Yes?
What? Nothing.
You find yourself easily irritable, upset?
Doesn't everyone, doctor?
Many people do. Do you, Mrs. Mehra?
Yes. This morning at breakfast...
Yes?
Yes.
Do you sometimes feel extreme sadness, abject despair, uncompromising melancholy?
Extreme? How extreme, doctor?
Any answer you can give me will be helpful.
Sometimes I feel very despairing, doctor. Whenever I think of my husband, no?
Are you thinking of him now?
Yes.
And are you in despair?
No, not just now.
What are you feeling just now?
How peculiar all this is.
Mrs. Mehra, do you think my questions are not pertinent? That they are impertinent?
Well...
I assure you they are very pertinent for understanding your condition. In homeopathy, we try to deal with the whole system. We do not merely confine ourselves to the physical side. Now, tell me, do you suffer from loss of memory?
No, no. Doctor, I always remember the names and birthdays of friends and other important things.
Good. And dreams?
Dreams?
What dreams do you have, Mrs. Mehra?
I don't remember, Doctor.
You don't remember?
No.
Do you grind your teeth in your sleep?
How do I know, Doctor? I'm sleeping. What does all this have to do with my diabetes?
Do you ever wake up thirsty at night?
Yes, quite often, but I keep a jug of water by my bedside.
Do you feel more tired in the morning or in the evening?
In the morning, I think.
Are you fond of mangoes?
How do you know?
It was only a question, Mrs. Mehra. Does your urine smell of violets?
How dare you, Doctor?
Will you answer my questions?
I will not answer such questions. I have to go now.
You see, Mrs. Mehra, I am not conjuring up these symptoms out of my head. But even the strength of your resistance to my questions has been helpful to me in my diagnosis. Now, I have only one further question.
Yes?
Do the tips of your fingers ever itch?
No.
You will not eat onions or ginger or garlic, and you will take one small packet of powder before each meal, at least half an hour before each meal.
And this will improve my diabetes, Doctor?
Inshallah.
But I thought you would give me those small pills.
I prefer powders. Now come back in 7 days and we'll see.
I'm leaving Calcutta this afternoon, Doctor. I won't be back for months.
Why didn't you tell me?
You didn't ask me. Really, Amit, it's very nice of you to let us have the car.
Not at all, Ma. It happened to be free.
Give my best love to your family.
Ma, the train's about to go.
Lata, take care of Varun. And Varun,
yes, Ma?
Take care of your sister. Don't let her out of your sight. And work hard.
Yes.
Promise?
Yes, Ma.
And Lata, don't worry about me being all alone. I can manage even with my blood sugar level and this new treatment.
I'll see you in 2 weeks, Ma.
Yes.
Oh, dear. I feel I've done something to upset your mother. I should have brought you back on time that evening.
It isn't you, it's me. She wanted me to go with her to Delhi and I didn't want to go.
It's because of me. I know it. She looked so unhappy with me. She can't bear to see me waste my life. I've got to turn over a new leaf.
Would you like to stop at College Street on the way back?
College Street?
An entire street full of bookstores. It's fabulous.
Excellent idea. And you can drop me off on the corner of Baliganj Road. I've arranged to meet a friend who's helping me revise.
So what's it like to write a novel?
I don't know exactly. This is my first novel. And I'm in the process of finding out. At the moment, it feels like a banyan tree.
I see.
What I mean is, it sprouts and grows and spreads and drops down branches that become trunks or intertwine with other branches. Sometimes branches die, sometimes the main trunk dies and the structure is held up by the supporting trunks. When you go to the botanical garden, you'll see what I mean. It has its own life, but so do the snakes, birds, bees and lizards and termites that live in it and on it and off it. But then it's also like the Ganges in its upper, middle and lower courses, including its delta, of course.
Of course.
I have the feeling you're laughing at me.
It's about the Bengal famine, isn't it?
Yes. How did you know?
Meenakshi mentioned it. Do you have any memory of the famine yourself?
Oh, yes, I do. I remember it too well. It was only 8 years ago. I was somewhat active in student politics then. You know, we had a dog even then, and we fed it well.
Does a writer have to feel strongly about what he writes?
I haven't the least idea. Sometimes I write best about the things I care about least. But even that's not a consistent rule, you know. I'll send you a book of my poems sometime, and you can form your own opinion about how much or how little I feel.
I feel so bewildered among all these millions of books. Whole street of books.
I feel so bewildered among these millions of books, you mean?
No, I do.
No, what I meant was I as opposed to one. You know, if you meant the general one, that would be fine. But you meant I. Far too many people say one when they mean I. I found them doing it all the time in England. And it'll survive here long after they've given up that idiocy.
Sorry.
It's like thrice.
I see.
I mean, just imagine if I were to say to you, one loves you.
Yes.
Or worse still, one loves one. And doesn't that sound idiotic?
Yes, I suppose it does.
That's all I meant.
I see. Or rather, one sees.
I see. One does.
Episode 2 of A Suitable Boy by Vikram Seth, the part of Lata was played by Aisha Dharkar, Mrs. Rupa Mehra, Ma Banu Modi Kotwal, Amit, Rajat Kapoor, Meenakshi, Radhika Dikunia, Arun, Farid Karim, Varun, Kunal Roy Kapoor, Billy, Anthony Zaki, Bish, Shiv Grewal, Pran, Joy Sengupta, Savita, Aisha Menon, Kabir, Purab Kohli, Kabir's mother, Shamali Varma, and the doctor, Roshan Seth. Other parts were played by Nadir Khan, Pushan Kriplani, Sophie Doherty, Conrad Hughes, Devika Shani, Somishala Remedios, and members of the cast. The music was composed by Sasha Putnam, Raymond Mirza, and Nick Russell Pavia. The Swarli soloist was Iqbal Wasi, and the songs were performed by Ila Arun. A Suitable Boy was dramatized and directed by John Dryden.
Join us again next week for episode 3 of A Suitable Boy. For Sunday Showcase, I'm executive producer Damiano Pietropaolo. Good night.